What's the kingdom of heaven like? Anybody know? We had a couple of our brothers. Our brother went to the kingdom of heaven. Our sister went to the kingdom of heaven. Others have gone to the kingdom of heaven. What's it like? You want to get there? Listen to what the writer John writes as he's sitting on the island of Patmos, where he has been sentenced to stay for the rest of his life for what he has been doing in proclaiming the gospel. And he has this vision. It's in the book of Revelation, chapter 5:4. Listen, John says, I looked up, and there in heaven was a door that stood open wide. And the first voice which I heard speak to me like a trumpet said, come up here and I'll show you what must take place at this time. At once I was in the spirit, and there in heaven stood a throne with one seated on the throne. And the one seated on the throne looked like jasper and carolyn. And around the throne is a rainbow that looked like emerald. Around the throne are the 24 throngs, and seated on the thrones are the 24 elders dressed in white robes with golden crowns on their head. Coming from the throne are flashings of lightning and rumbling and peals of thunder, and in the front of the throne burn 7 flaming torches, which are the 7 spirits of God. And in front of the throne is something like a sea of glass, like crystal. Around the throne, on each side of the throne, are the 4 living creatures, full of eyes in front and behind. And the first living creature like a lion, and the second living creature like an ox, and the third creature with a face like a human face, and the fourth living creature like a flying eagle. And the 4 living creatures, each of them with 6 wings and full of eyes all around, inside and out. Day and night, without ceasing, they sing, holy, 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 the Lord God Almighty, who was, is, and is to come in glory. And whenever the living creatures give glory and thanks to the one who's seated at the throne, who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before the one who is seated on the throne and worship the one who lives forever and ever. And they cast down their crowns before the throne, singing, you are worthy, O Lord God, to receive honor and glory and power, for you created all things. And I'm a terrible singer. And such is a glimpse into the kingdom of heaven. Keys. You know, keys have been a symbol in the church for a long time. Cross keys are a symbol of what? Oh, come on. The Pope, but actually the first Pope who was... Who? St. Peter. Because St. Peter was given the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever he bound on earth would be bound in heaven, and whatever he's let loose on earth would be let loose in heaven. Keys. Let me give you a key. Who wants a key back here? Can. Yeah, there's an old song. Maybe you all remember this. It goes something like this. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Do you remember that? How many are old enough to remember that? Everybody's hand ought to go up on that one because we're old enough to remember it. Right? In heaven, there's the door, right? But how do you get in? Well, I hate to mention this, but two of our brothers, and one of our brothers and one of our sisters has passed away. Linda and Ken. And guess what? They are going to be walking up to get into the kingdom of heaven. All right. Let's see what happens when they try to get into, where is it?
Heaven.
Who wants to go first? Come on, Linda. You got to do what it says first.
What?
Hello? Who's there?
Me.
Who's me?
Linda.
Linda who?
Linda Plain.
What do you want?
I want to come in.
No one sees the great and powerful Oz. Oh, no, that's a different sermon. Do you have a key?
Uh-huh.
Well, unlock the door and then you can come in. Did you unlock it? What?
Oh, I got it. Works in the bottom one.
It works in the bottom one?
Yes.
Well, open the door and come on in.
What are you doing, babe?
What do you mean?
It
works. Wait a minute. What key? You only have one key, right?
Yes.
What key is it?
Key is C. No.
Key is C? What key is it?
The key to
I. Oh, you know what? That's the key of works. Do you have the other key?
The key of works?
That's the key of works. Do you have the other key?
No, probably he does.
Well, honey, you've got to have both keys to open the door.
Really? You only gave me one.
I know.
I'm coming in anyway.
Try that one again.
I'm not going to that other
place. I'm sorry, honey. You only have one key?
I only have one key.
Sorry. Oh. See you.
I'll have to try harder.
Give me your key. You don't need it. Now, Ken also passed away.
No.
Oh. Who's there?
Ken.
Give me a C flat so I know it's you. Yes?
I want to get in.
You want to get in?
I don't think I have a chance of letting my friend Linda couldn't get in. There's no way I'll get in.
Well, try your key. Does it work?
Works up. Well, I think it started to. Somebody shut me out.
Try it. But you got to turn both knobs at the same time.
Well, you didn't tell me that.
Yeah, you tried. Will it unlock the bottom one? Oh, but it didn't unlock. What's it doing here? You can't get it. Oh, honey, you only have one key.
Right.
What kind of key you got?
Just a little Schlage key.
A Schlage. That's a German key. Boy, that doesn't work up here.
Yeah.
You got the key of faith. I understand that you got faith, but what have you done?
Well, I've had faith in this church here.
Yeah, but honey, you know, didn't you hear the scripture? It said something about faith and works.
I don't read the scriptures.
Well, that might explain it. I bet you that pastor never told you either, did he?
No, I had faith coming here, but because our pastor never made me do it.
Yes, we've been working with her. She asked. Some questions. We got down there where she asked some questions of her last Sunday school class, and they all failed.
I think I'll have to attend the Sunday school to be up here with the kids.
Maybe the next Journey in Faith class you ought to attend.
I think you're right.
Oh, they didn't make it. Oh, my goodness. They didn't make it. They didn't make it. Sorry.
Can we go together and drive?
I'm sorry. We don't give twofers up here. Sorry. Did you all buy insulated underwear at one point in your life? Because you're going to need them where you're going. Guess what? There's been another death. Barb Bridle passed away. And now she's coming to see if she can get into the kingdom. Hello?
Hello?
Who's there?
Barb Bridle.
Well, hi, Barb. How are you? Barb, do you want? What can I do for you, honey?
I'd like to come in, please.
You would?
Yes.
Do you have any keys?
I have two keys.
You do?
Yes.
Well, why don't you try them? What are the keys?
What are they? I don't know. Slate.
What are they?
Slate.
No. What do they represent?
Keys to heaven.
What are the keys to heaven?
Faith and works.
Faith and works. Do you have it? Okay. I think I unlocked the top one. How about the other one?
Was that faith?
Oh, now, see if it'll open. You got to turn both knobs.
At the same time.
No wonder she can't get in that. She can't turn the knobs. Oh, welcome. Come into the kingdom and receive the blessings that have been with you before the beginning of time. Welcome to the kingdom of heaven.
Thank you very much.
All right. All right. Praise the Lord. That's seats. That's all. See y'all later. This would have stayed up, but Dale Hawk made the door. All of us talk about having faith. Oh, we got the faith. Jesus said, if you have the faith of a mustard seed, you can do what? Anything. You can move mountains. But you know what? If you don't put the faith into action, the mountain will never move. If you don't do something with the faith that you have, that faith is dead. It's like my garden this year. Did I tell you last week that I've torn my garden out? We planted a garden last week, and I tore it all out because it didn't grow. Matter of fact, there were deer prints in my garden, and they wouldn't eat anything. The rabbits came in. No kidding. I saw the rabbits came in. They walked over and looked at my string beans, turned up their nose, and went out and had grass. That's not what I'm supposed to be doing with my faith. My faith is to be out there planting seeds for the Lord. You have faith. But just because you have works doesn't mean you get in either. You also have faith. Because no matter how many good works you do, there's always sin. And the only way to get forgiveness of sin is through faith. So if you have sin in your life, no. If you have sin in your life, you can't work it off. You can't say enough Hail Marys. You can't say enough Our Fathers. You can walk on your knees from here to Jerusalem and pray on all the steps in the holy city. You can do all that kind of stuff, and it ain't going to get you in the kingdom of heaven. But by having faith that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior and has paid the price for you, you can. Faith works. Keys to the kingdom of heaven. Well, when you get to the kingdom, and St. Peter says, you got the keys, is the door going to be closed? Or is it going to be open? Are you going to be able to walk through? Or are you going to have to sit out on the other side? Well, not about you, but I think I'm going to go through. See ya. And all the people of God said,
Amen.
All right.